Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
And you are on the Armed American Radio Network all over America from corner to corner, coast to coast, Anchorage, Alaska. It's great to have you. We had some folks call in a couple hours ago calling the show. I guess they were listening to an earlier rebroadcast. But it's great to know that you're listening to us. Thank you very much. Delray Beach, got emails from Delray Beach. Folks are listening to us down there. Before we get started, because we've got another full hour, I'm going to go right to introducing my co-host, Rob Pincus. Rob, welcome back to Armed American Radio.
Good to be here, man. That was great talking to Sheriff Mack. I think he's really on the ball here with what sheriffs can do to help protect the citizens that they are obviously sworn to protect and serve.
He is a stand-up guy, and I'm looking forward to getting him back on here. I don't know if, I'll ask you live on the radio. I think the three of us ought to do a show together and have him on as a co-host and bring some other folks in, because I would love to get his line of questions to some of the folks we talk about.
Yeah, for sure. That'd be great. I just got an email from Sheriff Bill Masters, the only libertarian sheriff in the country. He was my sheriff when I lived in Telluride. I had the pleasure of serving under him as a training officer for his agency, and he knows Sheriff Mack, and he gives him a big thumbs up and appreciates his work also. And I know that they think very, very much along the same lines in terms of the importance of the role of sheriff. And there's a lot of good sheriffs out there. We got Ken Campbell in Indiana, and just all over the country. I'm a big fan of the sheriff, and I hope that more of them are like Ken and Bill and Richard.
I think there's more of them out there than we know about. It's kind of like, he threw out some statistics, Rob. It's kind of like the NRA. It blows my mind that, you've got 80 million gun owners in the U.S. and 4 million NRA members. There ought to be 40 million NRA members. Imagine the power that we would have. And, people just need to get more active. If you're not a member of the NRA, this is a great time to say join. Join the USCCA. Join the NRA. Join the Gun Owners of America, the Second Amendment Foundation, right?
Well, you got to take action. That's the thing,
Yeah.
And whichever organization you happen to get behind or get involved with, take action. Listening to the show is a great first step, but getting when the show's over, getting involved yourself would be awesome.
Yeah, participate. Hey, we've got a couple emails, Rob. I'm going to go ahead and read them with you and let the listeners who sent them in and everybody else benefit from some of the responses that we got. Mark, Delray Beach hears you tonight. As far as open carry, I would like it for it to be my choice. I wear open at home most times. I see it as desensitizing my neighbors. Also, tell your listeners not to throw away their USCCA and NRA magazines. When finished with them, pass them around and distribute them. You never know who you may convert. William Sprinkle, Delray Beach, Florida, listening right now on the internet. You will not have to listen, William, on the internet beginning the 14th, because you'll be picking us up on WDJA. So welcome to Armed American Radio, and thanks for the comments. He's right about that, I've walked in a doctor's office and seen USCCA magazine sitting there. So for crying out loud, get your American Rifleman or America's First Freedom and let everybody see it, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a great way to do it. It's just leave it laying there. Leave it laying at the Starbucks or, wherever you are. I mean, I have the luxury of getting some extra copies of some of those magazines, and getting to distribute them like that kind of guerrilla style is always great. And I know some people like to keep their magazines and keep that collection for reference later. But if you happen to toss them when you're done, you may as well toss them where somebody else can pick them up. Great, great information there.
It really is. This is one right up your alley, Rob. You'll like this. Mark, love the show. Haven't missed one since the first. That said, between yourself and Tom Gresham, you guys have inspired me to take being a firearm instructor to what I feel is the next level. I have been a shooting sports instructor and coach for 15 plus years, and have decided to open up a training center primarily for kids. Classes begin this spring, and the ages are age 8 and up. I feel this is an important part of not only helping the shooting culture to continue to grow, but also opens up safety training for kids who either don't have the time or the desire to compete. Just wanted to say thanks for the extra kick I needed. Keep up the great work. That's from Sean Foote. And Rob, I sent him back a response and said, Sean, tell me where you are. And he responded, the nearest town to me is Basin, Wyoming. The closest big town is Cody. Thanks for the help. I really appreciate it. It's a brand new deal, and he hopes to have a website up in the near future. So, Sean, when you get the website, let us know, and we'll certainly advertise that. That is great, Rob. And coming from somebody like you who trains, teaching them at that age is wonderful.
That's great. You know, the NSSF has been pushing the take one to make one. You know, take somebody hunting and you make them a hunter. Take them to the range, you make them a shooter. And what's great about working with kids is you immediately, you know, if for no other reason, and somebody's got to sign the waiver and you know, pay the fee, you know, you immediately get the parents involved. And that means the parents are going to be talking amongst each other and the kids are going to want to do it and they'll talk about it. And, you know, it becomes a group event. Anytime you get kids involved, it's not like working with an adult who might be sneaking off on the side and just running out to the range, getting his shooting training in, and then going back to whatever he does every day. Kids mean groups, and obviously the bigger the group, the better.
And I have never, and I think we've talked about it on the air, I've never taken anybody shooting with me that later said, that wasn't any fun. Don't take me to do that again. It was too noisy. Everybody enjoys it.
It's amazing the conversions that we've seen. I had a reporter from USA Today once. I actually got positive gun press in USA Today.
That's a rarity.
A travel writer that came out to a range, and she came out there with an agenda, let me assure you, and had to admit, hey, it wasn't so bad, and I could see myself doing it again. And I thought that was pretty cool. So, you know, there is definitely something that happens out there. It's, you know, driving a car with a lot of horsepower, getting out on the range, shooting a gun. There's just some things that are just always fun.
It is, and I would love to see a follow-up from her to find out if she's doing anything else since you took them out. How long ago was that?
That was a while back. That's probably 2004. Yeah, we should try to track her down.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it? Here's one. This one comes in to us from, let's find this here. This one comes in from Colleen. And Colleen says, Mark, I agree that the next election will be positive with many pro-Constitution candidates, but would you address the possibility that a natural or terrorism disaster may set off a chain of events, including martial law, that may put off indefinitely the elections? Could this be why the progressives do not seem to be worried about the elections? What do your guests suggest we do to weather this situation? Thanks for your response. And then she says here, oh, and could you possibly address women and guns at some point? A group of friends and I are now CC, concealed carry, and on the range frequently to practice our skills, but I must confess that we have a long way to go in becoming adept. Who do you recommend we contact for more information concerning women and guns? Rob, I can think of nobody better than my co-author of Lessons from Armed America, Kathy Jackson. First of all, Colleen, before you go anywhere else on the internet, go to cornerdcat.com, C-O-R-N-E-R-E-D, cat, C-A-T, cornerdcat.com. It is a wealth of information for women gun owners, and Kathy will be back on this program many, many times. Check the website and we'll let you know. She was supposed to be on last week, but the call dropped. So we're looking forward to having her back on. You never know, she may even call in the roundtable tonight. The first part of that question, Rob, that, you know, the possibility that a natural or terrorism disaster may set off a chain of events, including martial law, that may put off indefinitely the elections. You know, I don't know about the elections. I mean, that's always a possibility. That was a possibility before Obama, but it has never been more likely than it is today as far as a terrorism attack, you know, a natural disaster. We all know the risks there. But you guys covered that on Best Defense Survival, right?
Yeah, actually, you know, we're getting ready to tape another few shows there for Best Defense Survival that will air later this year. Those are always things that we have to think about kind of in a big picture way, a big preparation, you know, having our supplies, thinking about evacuations, thinking about communication with our family, maybe even choosing where we live. If you're in a position where you're moving or relocating for one reason or another, those things may play a role. I certainly don't think that those things are playing a role in the Democratic National Party's planning for the fall, though. I would think that I don't know if the allusion is to a conspiracy theory or to a great hope. We know that they're big on hope, but I can't imagine that they're basing their strategy for the fall on hoping that the elections get interrupted. I think at this point they're probably just plain worried about the elections and what's going to happen, and that's why we're not hearing much about them.
Yeah, Colleen.
I would say as for the women training, though, one thing I always like to put out is, when you go out there, Colleen, and look for that information, and you know, obviously Kathy's site's going to be a wealth of great information. There's a lot of places that are going to put out good information. There's also a lot of places that I feel historically have really capitalized on nothing more than a marketing ploy. Women's only classes, you know, women are human beings, and guns are tools that work with human beings, and human beings need to work with those tools to defend themselves. go to get training from anybody who's a reputable instructor, and make sure you look twice when you see somebody waving that women's class flag. There's nothing special in terms of a human hand holding the holding that firearm and working with it. Women need the same exact skills that men do, and I've certainly done the demo of the purse over the shoulder, as have many other men. Get good training.
Yeah, you know, a great point. A gun doesn't know whether a male or female pulled the trigger, Colleen. Learn. Go get training. Start with an NRA instructor and work your way up to somebody like Rob. Rob, I agree with you. You know, the progressives seem to be worried about the elections. Let me tell you something. The Democrats are scared, witless about the coming elections, as they ought to be. We've got about 15 seconds before we hear some music and go to a break. So on that note, I'll let you know that we're going to be back after these messages with Chris Witt from Ohioans for Concealed Carry. And Rob, I've got some stories here that are amazing about sheriff says saying he's going to undermine the gun ban vote in the poll. The Colorado State University Board of Governors voting unanimously Tuesday to place students on its campuses at Pueblo and Fort Collins in harm's way by banning law-abiding citizens from carrying guns. That sheriff will be here next week. Stick around, folks. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark, and we'll be back with Rob right after these messages.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? Do you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters? If so, you need to visit 9survive.com. When you do, you'll quickly learn vital survival skills such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters and the unprepared masses, Jedi mind tricks to keep you in the fight long after your friends have burned out, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. You can learn these skills and more by signing up for our free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9survive.com.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
877-956-9566. 877-956-9566 if you want to participate in this evening's broadcast. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Twitter.com/AARMark gets you on the studio computers. And we are getting a ton of email tonight. I'm back with Rob Pincus. Rob, welcome back.
Glad to be here, man. What's the email saying now?
Well, I'll tell you, before we go to that real quick, I touched on the sheriff, the Colorado State gun ban out there that the Board of Governors decided, because apparently they had no problems with law-abiding citizens. There's never been an incident at Pueblo and Fort Collins, and we're listening to right now on the three cities in Colorado, and it's important that they hear this because I want the listener in Colorado, I want you to know that next week, Larimer County Sheriff James Alderden will be here, and he's outraged by that ban, Rob, and he's coming on Armed American Radio to talk about it, and he was actually quoted as, and I quote, "I have told the Colorado State University Police Chief that I will not support this in any way. If anyone with one of my permits gets arrested for concealed carry at CSU, I will refuse to book that person into my jail. Furthermore, I will show up at court and testify on that person's behalf, and I will do whatever I can to discourage a conviction. I will not be a party to this very poor decision." Ladies and gentlemen, Sheriff Larimer County Sheriff James Alderden will be here on Armed American Radio next week, so make sure you check armedamericanradio.org, and I'll let you know at which portion of the program he'll be. That's good stuff, Rob.
That's great. You know, it's just one more example of another high-quality, high-integrity constitutional sheriff that we have in this country. That's been a story that's been kind of brewing, it seems like, for about a year now, since it was okay, it wasn't okay, it was okay, it wasn't okay, and I'm glad that the sheriff is trying to get that to settle on the right side of that fence.
Yeah, you know, Alderden said that the ban advocates have been unable to cite a single study or statistic to show that students will be safer as a result of a weapons ban. So guess what? Because they cited that they wanted to become more in line, they said, with other universities, with other major universities. Oh, yeah, they're going to. Those other major universities have major crime problems. So, you know, hopefully this is overturned. There's rumblings that this is they're going to sue out there, and hopefully that's done. But we're going to talk about it in detail next week. I had mentioned that I believe I made a mistake with and said Chris Witt from Ohioans for Concealed Carry. I apologize. It's Gary Witt with Ohioans for Concealed Carry, and I'm proud to bring him on right now. We love the grassroots. Gary from Ohioans for Concealed Carry, welcome to Armed American Radio, my man.
Thank you, Mark. Good evening, Rob.
I apologize for saying Chris there. I was looking at another email. You got a lot to talk about up in Ohio, lots of fun stuff going on. I'm going to throw it at you and tell us, what are you guys working on up there at the grassroots level? What's important on your docket right now?
We have a lot of good things going on. The big thing that's going on right now in the legislature is restaurant carry. In Ohio, it's illegal to carry concealed in an establishment that has a Class D liquor permit. This eliminates restaurants, the chain restaurants like Applebee's, Friday's, Red Lobster, that are all over the country. We have a bill in the House. It's in committee right now. It's had two hearings. It's had sponsor testimony and proponent testimony to eliminate that restriction. And we're hoping to see that move on through the legislature, be voted out of committee, get to the House floor, make it to the Senate side, and we hope to get this restriction removed this year.
Now, our good friend here, Nikki Gosar, I believe, testified on behalf of that passage of that bill, did she not?
Yes, she did.
Okay.
And I noticed that she was in Little Rock recently at the first Second Amendment rally where they had 50,000 people.
Hey, Rob, have you been talking to this guy? He just stole my thunder, bro.
Well, there you go. that's kind of what happens, man. You get good quality guests on, and that's exactly where they go, exactly where we want them to go. You know, Gary, I think that you guys are pushing in exactly the right direction. That is an old policy, you know, that kind of came in with the first wave of shall issue legislation was – and this is one of those things that I think really does speak well for incrementalism. You know, we've talked with some guests at the grassroots level who sort of try to go for all or nothing sometimes when their states are not as easy to get carry permits in. I think that Ohio is a perfect example of a state that is going through those growing pains of getting it where it needs to be, and I think you guys will be successful on this one.
Well, we're working on it. You know, last year, I believe, we had a rating of 13 from the Brady campaign. We're down to 11 now.
Ooh, congratulations.
So we're working on getting that rating down as far as possible, and this is one of the things that we're doing. But, you know, like a lot of concealed carry laws, when it was first established in Ohio in 2004, there was a lot of give and take there. To try to get everybody satisfied. And since then, we've been slowly trying to refine this. In 2006, we passed a revision to the plain sight of the vehicle rule. In 2008, we passed the Castle Doctrine. Back up a year to 2007, a section of the Ohio Revised Code was initiated that eliminated preemption, basically said that state law is the law that the cities and villages can't enact their own. That was challenged in court, and in 2008, the Ohio Supreme Court decided that the law is a general law and does apply to everybody. So we're working on slowly getting our rights back, and unfortunately, it's a matter of getting them back and not having them in the first place.
Oh, that's a great point, Gary, and this program is really, really good friends with all of the grassroots organizations across the country, particularly in Ohio. And, you know, it hits a little home for me. I've got a lot of family up in the Dayton area and stretching up into Cleveland, and a lot of friends up in you know, Columbus, and some ex-coworkers and things like that. And I interviewed, and you may know the story, you may or may not, but I interviewed Representative Michael DeBose, State Representative Michael DeBose. He is a chapter in my book, and I did a column on him in Concealed Carry Magazine. Fascinating story. You know, he was anti-gun, represents South Cleveland District, 117,000 constituents, and was anti-gun and voted against Ohio's right to concealed carry law twice. Until one day when he was walking down the street, and he was accosted by three thugs with a gun. He changed his tune very quickly. He's lucky to be alive. I did a great interview with him. He and I became very good friends very quickly. And Representative DeBose then sought the concealed carry permit that he had voted against two times. And we were instrumental in getting him his training up there. And it's a really good story. So I wish you guys well with that. And I know Nikki is going to do a bang-up job. We've got about 15 or 20 seconds. Anything else you want to say before we cut to the break?
It's all about how it's presented, Rob. I listened to a person on the House floor a couple years ago talk about how he was so opposed to gun laws or relaxing the gun laws, and then he realized that what was on the floor was actually a law about safety. And I think it's how it's presented. If it's presented in a matter of this is a safety issue, not a gun issue, I think we might be further ahead.
I agree. Gary, thank you so much for joining us on Armed American Radio tonight. Appreciate it. We'll follow up with you as this thing progresses through the legislature. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. That was Gary Witt from Ohioans for Concealed Carry, and I'll be right back with Rob Pincus right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save $1 when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This dreams of gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office, Mac, or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
You're back, and I am breaking rule number one of live radio. I am drinking Diet Mountain Dew carbonated beverages while on the air. Look out. Ow. I don't have all the sugar stuff in it, though, Rob. You know what I mean? It's the diet stuff. Rob, you with me?
Yeah, I think I'm here, man. I think I was breaking that rule in my first radio job as a college DJ, but I had the sugar kind. I think I was on the Mountain Dew on the overnight show in like 92, So I'm glad to see you getting on board with violating the radio rules there.
Hey, you got to break the rules every once in a while, right? Hey, we have, I just broke another rule too. Our guest, his name is Rob. His name is Robert Johnson, so I probably caused a little confusion, not only for both of you, but for the listener, too. Robert Johnson hails from the Gun Owners of Nevada, and man, there's a lot going on in Nevada, Harry Reid.
Let's
welcome Robert Johnson. Robert, welcome to Armed American Radio, man. Talk to us.
Well, thank you both, gentlemen. Thanks, Mark. And I think if your name's Rob, you've probably been in conversations with other Robs so many times in your life, you sort of forget about it. There's so many of us. So,
well, yeah, it's not the most uncommon name. So we'll deal with it, Mark. You go.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll just call Rob. I'll call you Rob, and Robert Johnson, I'll call you Robert, and that way we won't screw it up because we don't have the benefit of eye contact.
Make it work. That sounds great.
Bingo. Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Gun Owners of Nevada. You guys got a really funky situation and a lot going on out in Nevada right now.
Very true.
Talk to us about what we have going on with Harry Reid right now, who we've talked about here on Armed American Radio, and the little problem this poses, you know, in the 2010 elections in November, because I personally believe Harry Reid is going to get shellacked out there.
I think you're probably right, and I think most of the grassroots think that as well, including those who are involved with the gun rights community here in our state. There's a lot going on. I mean, if you look at what's happened with the Tea Parties and Oath Keepers and a lot of groups that have sprung up that are less interested in any incumbents, as well as that are more pro-freedom and stuff, and then you couple that with just the huge field. What we had at one time, I think 12 or 13 Republican Party candidates running for, you know, vying to be the one who would hopefully be unseating Harry in the November general. So it's pretty dynamic. It's kind of ever changing here, and I think it's all going to be a little too hard to tell, because there's probably a lot of other new stuff that's going to hit us, because there is so much stuff new in this election cycle, it seems. So many new groups, new faces, so many new candidates. I mean, we've got quite a robust third party, fourth party, and fifth party situation in our state. So, yeah, a lot's going on. And, of course, it's not just Reid. There's our local races, which are pretty well full of candidates also. I mean, we've got some senatorial races that on both sides have three parties in each one of the main parties. So that's six that are there, you know, three Democrats, three Republicans, and some good candidates. I mean, I'm looking more forward to this, you know, voting season as just a voter than I have, well, probably in most of my life.
I think a lot of people are. Rob Pincus, this is a really interesting thing, you know, in Nevada right now, because Harry Reid, it is so dynamic with Reid. You know, Robert, you correct me if I'm wrong, but the NRA has thrown their weight behind Reid for reelection because of his quote-unquote pro-gun position.
Well, and, it's true, yeah.
You know, well, that opens up a really bizarre thing. Rob Pincus, that's crazy when you think about how anti-freedom, you know, Harry Reid is. At the same time, Harry Reid has never voted for a gun control measure and made it very clear that he wasn't going to bring the assault weapons ban back up in the Senate. But, Rob, check this out. Now, if he's beaten soundly, which it appears he's going to be, you know, it's still early, but it's not looking good for Mr. Reid, hopefully. I don't like him. But that opens up, if the Republicans don't take over the Senate, Rob, that opens up for Chuck Schumer and or Dick Durbin to come in as Senate Majority Leader, you know, and we've talked about it before. That's weird.
It's weird, but, you know, this is the danger of one-issue voting.
I'm
not a fan of one-issue voting, and I don't care what that issue is. You're electing a person, and that person is going to be able to affect you in more than one way. You know, and that's why Reed's going to go down. Reed's going to go down because there aren't a bunch of good reasons to keep him around. The NRA worries about gun issues. They're a one issue lobbyist organization, and he does well for us on that. But that's not worth keeping him around, regardless of what might happen in the bigger picture. You know, we have to look at these guys as individuals. I think when we start trying to play chess and not let voters, you know, again, it comes down to the local county sheriff, what we were talking about last hour.
That's right.
I hope you guys in Nevada are going to do what's best for Nevada, and that'll work out, you know, the way it should for the rest of the country.
Well, it's a good point about it coming down to the local races. I mean, as I was mentioning, Mark, really our local races are heating up. I've met with a lot, and so have other people within our group, people who are running for sheriff here in Clark County. That's the southern tip of Nevada, which is where Las Vegas is. And there's a pretty hot race that's shaping up here. I don't know how many people are actually going to run to unseat our current sheriff, but it's looking like there may be a couple of far better candidates than the one that currently is there, who is very, very pro registration. And Clark County here still has an old law in the books that allows handgun registration. You know, there aren't a lot of places in the Wild West where you can get away with registering guns at all, but you'd think the Wild West in Nevada would be one place that would be immune, but it's just not true in the southern tip here. It's an old throwback to the Bugsy Siegel laws when they were trying to make sure that if they were going to do a warrant or pull someone over, and they already knew, you know, what he was carrying if he was with the mob. And
because I'm sure Bugsy was really inclined to follow all those rules as the rest of the mob.
I'm glad you see the irony, both of you gentlemen, because we all know here, and the sheriff's getting lit up a lot lately about it, because he's clinging to it as being, you know, helpful in solving crime. And we know that when you got law enforcement agents or a law enforcement officer sitting behind a desk taking the driver's license and a ID of a law-abiding citizen who walked in with it packed in a case and saying, "I'm here to do the honorable thing," well, that's a bad place for resources in a time of tight budget. So
I wasted half a day of my life doing that. I carried a permit, a non-resident permit from Nevada, and got it in Clark County, and had two of my firearms registered there just for that very purpose, to meet that law. And I hope that we can get that off the books there too.
Robert, let me ask you this. This is important for the listener, because you're out in Las Vegas, and you know, Obama doesn't want you traveling there. I want you traveling there, and Rob and I were just there a few weeks back.
Sure.
And because so many people do travel to Las Vegas, and if you're not, you need to go. Forget what Obama says. Go spend your money. Go blow what makes your money. Do what you want with it. Forget what he says. Don't give it to him. Give it to Vegas. But here's the thing. Because so many people do travel to Vegas, you know, they have some very funky firearm laws in Clark County. Tell the average traveler around the country what they need to know if they're coming to Las Vegas. And they're staying at Harrah's on the Strip, for example.
Well, for both you gentlemen, you're right about that. It's odd that the old laws in Clark County are allowed their grandfathered in to remain, and it's a little challenging. I tell people the real safest way to have a firearm here, if you're a law-abiding citizen, is, quite frankly, maybe not on the Strip where it can be challenging, but is to open carry, because open carry, just like most of the West, is done here, and it's easily done. And the open carry movement here is not just sort of big in the southern tip where the general population lives, but, you know, out in the rural, very popular. But the cities that surround Clark County are a little challenging.
Robert, I need you to hold on. I hate to cut you off there, but the music means we're going to take a break. I'm going to hold you over on the break. We've got a couple more things I want to get with you real quick. I'm Mark Walters. I'm with Rob Pincus and Robert Johnson from Nevada Gun Owners. We'll be right back.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
You are on the Armed American Radio Network show, and we are talking about guns and ammunition and John Young rules, ladies and gentlemen. 877-956-9566, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Keep the emails coming. Please keep them on topic. We'll get to as many of them as we can. Twitter.com/AARmark. I am joined by Rob Pincus and Robert Johnson of Gun Owners of Nevada. I believe I said Nevada Gun Owners before. I apologize for that. Rob, I wanted to bring you back from the break. I've got about a minute for you, but I wanted you to tell everybody across the country where they can find you and how they can get involved. It's not just Nevada gun owners, but the grassroots groups like you, OFCC, and everybody else are fighting for everybody's freedoms. Where can listeners find you?
It's just gonevada.org or gonv.org.
gonv.org.
Yep.
Beautiful.
I guess the most important thing is just sign up. If you're in Nevada, sign up for email alerts. They're They're very infrequent, but if you get them, they're important. And sign up on any one of our web pages, upper left-hand corner.
They are. Thank you very much for joining us tonight, Robert. Appreciate it so much. And sorry we had to put you off a couple weeks because of current events, but I'm glad to get you on.
No problem.
We'll have you back on soon.
Sounds great. Gentlemen, be well.
Thank you very much, Robert. Mr. Pincus, welcome back.
Hey, man. Good to be back. Good to be here. I think that those guys that are working the practical aspects of motivating the local gun owners and motivating the local political awareness are really doing a huge favor for everybody. You know, it's great to have everybody listen to this show, but I promise you, wherever you are or wherever you're downloading this show, there's somebody working at a local level, just like Robert or Gary are, and they should definitely be somebody you want to contact or look for on the internet.
You bet. And believe me when I say this, there's nobody more dedicated. These people are volunteering their time. And, you know, working full schedules and then volunteering their time. You know, Rob, you know him. You know Jim Irvine, our friend up at Buckeye in Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a pilot with American Airlines. For crying out loud, he's flying all over the hemisphere. And when he's home, he's working on behalf of the Buckeye State gun owner. And it's mind-boggling how much time these people spend doing what they do. You know, what we do here, it's great and it's fun and we get the word out. And we want them to get their voices and get their voices heard on the air. And it's very important, no matter, like Rob said, no matter where you live, please get involved. And if you have questions and want to know where to go, shoot me an email at mark@armedamericanradio.org, and we'll make sure we put you in touch with your local state rights grassroots organizations. Nobody does it better. Speaking of that, Gary Witt from Ohioans for Concealed Carry. His website is www.ohioccw.org, ohioccw.org. Make sure you visit that. We know we have a lot of listeners in Ohio. Rob, there's a lot of fun stuff going on all over the place. And talking about, you know, about our friend Jim Irvine, I'm gonna surprise you with this little clip. I picked this up because it's just me and you now, and then we're going to get ready to go into the roundtable and have some fun. But take a listen to this clip that came off the internet the other day. I loved it, and I'll get your comment on it. Sean, go for it if you can.
Good afternoon. This is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. Coming up on the left, we're going to be catching a glimpse of the Grand Canyon. On the right, you can be able to see the Hoover Dam in just a few minutes. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet, and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. Couple little facts here. I'm packing a Colt King Cobra. That's a 357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Bearcat at 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet, and it can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane, so just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Now, Rob, as much as you fly, have you ever heard anything like that?
Well, the problem is if I did hear something like that, I'd want to go up and shake the guy's hand, and then I'd get that flight attendant, you know, tackling me on the way up towards the front of the plane there. So, you know, mixed blessing there that he would definitely get my applause and support. I guess I wouldn't be able to express it for the fortress that he'd be up there in.
Well, I thought about how much traveling you do and how much traveling I've done over the past couple of years and Jim Irvine being a pilot. And I think, you know, just talking about Jim right there, that I know he'd probably love to be able to say that, no question about it. That was a fun little clip, and I heard that, and it cracked me up. But, okay, let's talk about some of the stuff you got going on, man. Best Defense is heating up on the Outdoor Channel. The last two shows I saw, the last two programs, were not only fun to watch, but they were vitally important. You want to talk about them. Tell everybody what they're missing if they're not seeing it.
We're doing, you know, we really are jumping ahead in this season to some much more dynamic, more chaotic, less typical situations. You know, we started with the home invasions, which obviously was really topical and everybody's talking about it. And we did that this year at the beginning of the season. And now we're getting into these public environments and these public space issues. And workplace violence was something we dealt with in the last show, where we kind of put ourselves in a situation where disgruntled ex-employee comes back, he's angry, causes a little bit of a disturbance, and it quickly leads to, you know, a workplace violence, an active shooter inside the workplace. And we showed, you know, as we always do, we showed some bad ways to react and some good ways to respond. You know, I always like to try to that reaction is just something you make up on the fly or something that happens instinctively, and that response is something that you prepared for, something you trained for, something that you thought about doing ahead of time. And everything from what, you know, you might do if you're in a workplace and you see someone that you know that just got fired came back in, to what you might do as someone who's a patron of a business in a public environment when someone comes in and does something out of the ordinary, you know, just to start turn that radar on and notice if somebody cuts a line or somebody starts talking, comes into the customer and starts talking in some, you know, non-standard way to an employee, well, that might be your clue that something bad's about to happen, and maybe start looking for those alternate exits. And that's where we're going next week. Next week, we're going to be talking about an active shooter situation in a restaurant, you know, and how perfect with what just happened in Kennesaw and what we were just talking about in Ohio, that issue of being armed in that public space, whether it's the bank, the school, the college, the whatever it is, that's where people are going to go to look for prey. And if you're carrying concealed or open, we talk about a lot of the tactics that you might need to deal with in those situations.
Let's go to the last one, the active shooter situation, the disgruntled employee, because I want to let you know that what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, is that episode was featured in a bank. And the show is a lot of fun to watch. What's important is that you go to a bank. So you relate to what you see. You relate to what Rob and Mike and Michael Bain do and how they act this out and play this out step by step by step and go through each of the quote-unquote best defense scenarios. Rob, let's talk about that bank for a minute, because it was a disgruntled employee. I don't know who played that guy. He played that very well, by the way.
He did. He's actually he's a good friend of ours. He helped us out with the first season also. It's a buddy of ours, Mike, out in Utah. And he helped us out last year as a role player, and he did a couple shows for us this year. And he's maybe, you know, eerily good at being the disgruntled employee.
He really, really was eerily good. So let me set this up. What he did was he walked up to a teller window in a busy bank with people waiting in a line, and Rob was playing the part that he walked in with his wife, and he put her over in a seat, and he said, you know, you sit over here, I'm going to go get in line, you can wait for me. And she was sitting there reading the paper or drinking a cup of coffee while he waited in line. Meanwhile, a disgruntled employee walks in, walks up to an open window, and he says, I'm here for my job back. I want my job back. And, of course, the teller says, you know, I can't do that right now. He says, it was you that caused me to lose it in the first place. She says, I can't do anything about that. I'm sorry. And he pulls a gun. And that's when everything erupts. And you guys went through three different scenarios. And, of course, you were playing the role of the armed citizen standing in line at the bank. Let's go there for a second. The three ways that you guys responded there. I think the listener can visualize that.
Yeah, well, the first one, you know, and the teller actually was, we were just talking about Ohio, the teller is Robin Salvo, the training manager at Blackwing down in Delaware, Ohio. She flew out to help us with a couple episodes. And when she gets shot, my character immediately, you know, pulls my gun out and decides I'm going to be the hero and I'm going to start shooting in the first bad reaction, and you know, shoots a couple bystanders along the way, and then manages to get some shots into the bad guy, and then immediately runs over to the character wife, and then goes up as if to go towards the person on the ground with the gun, which we covered last season, something we don't want to do. And it's just kind of like, okay, yeah, you have a gun and you're thinking that you're going to use it if gun fire is necessary, but man, there are better ways to do it. So that's our first scenario, is don't just pull your gun and start shooting.
And the second scenario, and believe it or not, man, we're going to run out of time before we have to end this segment again, unfortunately, but we can talk about it in the roundtable. You go through the second and the third scenario, and you obviously, as you do the mantra of the program, you come up with the best defense. Very, very powerful stuff. Catch it on the Outdoor Channel, Best Defense. It's believe me, you're going to be able to see yourself in any situation that Rob and Mike and Michael Bain put you in, because it's real life. Rob, before we close out this segment, where can people go to find all your stuff too?
www.icetraining.us, and I actually just put out a new newsletter this morning, and it covers multiple target engagement, which is another topic that we covered on Best Defense in the last week or two.
Yeah, and a good one too. Check out armedamericanradio.org. Visit usconcealedcarry.com. armedamericanradio.org. Check out my book, Lessons from Armed America. We're going to be talking about it with G. Gordon Liddy tomorrow, 11 Eastern, 8 Pacific. So make sure you're there and check that out. Rob and I will be back on the roundtable in just a couple of minutes. Stick around. You're on the Armed American Radio Network.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now.